For Escambia County School Superintendent Malcolm Thomas, he's got one more academic year to go and feeling pretty good about this past school year.
I'm proud that 92% of our schools are rated C or higher, 92%. I have not been able to say that since 2012.
What is your headline for this year?
Significant progress is being made. I don't think you can look at school grades and come up with any other conclusion. We have zero F schools. We're down to four Ds from 14 last year. Even our critics would look at that and say, that's progress.
That progress includes 12 A schools and 11 B schools, three more than last year in each of those columns. This is the district's best performance since the final FCAT year in 2012. Thomas credits a combination of classroom and administrative initiatives for the district's gains.
Number one, our ability to monitor progress in the middle of the year has gotten significantly better. We have good tools now for teachers so that when we conduct midterm assessment, we can trust the validity of that test. It tells us where students are. We're doing 10-day data reviews with district and school staff where we come in and we look at that information and we change the lesson plans while we're moving through the school year to adapt to the student. We're using some software that's adaptable to students' strengths and or weaknesses for both math and English language arts.
Additionally, Thomas believes his teachers have had time to adjust to the expectations of the Florida standards. Now, deep diving into the data, the district made the most headway in the area of achievement gains in math and English language arts, or ELA, in great part, he says, because there continues to be room for improvement.
You know the story of how few of our students come to kindergarten ready to learn. You know, those numbers are terrible. And so that's where we start. That's the beginning. And so we have students 2 and 3 years behind. And that will follow as we move forward through their elementary years. So we have to move a student more than a year in a year's time. And I think what these scores represent to me is progress in that.
Superintendent Thomas points to two demographics as the primary factors for the educational gap in the district.
In Escambia, with our diversity and particularly our poverty, those are issues that our teachers have to wrestle with that are very real. The trauma in some of the homes that we serve are not conducive to strong academic performance. So most of the work that happens inside the walls of a classroom.
Such is the case at the four Escambia County schools that are chronically low performing and each received a D grade: Home Elementary, Workman Middle, and Warrington Elementary and Middle.
Of course, the Warrington schools, Warrington has been a long-standing issue for us. We've put a lot of effort and energy to try to correct it. And by the way, Warrington Middle School needed to score 41 points overall to get a C. They're 40.111. Had they reached 40.5, it would have rounded. They would have gotten their C. They're very, very close.
The superintendent was quick to note that close doesn't count, but he's optimistic that both the Warrington schools can make the target grade of C by next year. He says home is a different type of school in that 40% of the students that attend are special needs students. Still, the measure of their academic proficiency counts the same. No excuses from Thomas, who says they're utilizing a variety of tools and strategies to help those students who need it most. That includes careful monitoring of where students are and holding them accountable. Another tool is the ability to personalize learning for each individual student.
Last year, we began a program called iReady, which is a computer product. We use it in grades K through 8, and it is adaptable. You start out by taking a diagnostic assessment, and it knows where you are. And then it has a built-in curriculum. And as you move through, you can move faster or slower depending on the response of the student.
Their focused efforts have helped Montclair Elementary steadily improve from an F in 2016 to a B this year. Meantime, the Santa Rosa School District will be conducting a comprehensive review of the deficiencies at its two lowest performing schools, King Middle and Hobbs Middle, both of which earned a C. Overall, though, there's much to celebrate in Santa Rosa, as the rest of the district's 27 schools earned A's and B's. That's 16 A's and 9 B's. Superintendent Tim Rosdick says again this year, that calculates to a district grade of A.
What I most want to celebrate with regard to the A-ranked school district is since school districts have been measured every year except for one, we have been an A. And that's just a legacy of tremendous performance, and I believe it goes to the tradition of excellence that Santa Rosa demonstrates in their schools.
Rosdick says there's been an increase in points earned across the board, including ELA, science, and math. He gives much of the credit to the district's partnership with Discovery Education's STEAM Innovate program.
Our teachers have been involved in training over the past 4.5 years that has really centered their work of both instruction and learning by students on how students collaborate, communicate, how they think creatively, and how they think critically.
According to Rosdick, the district has found a formula for success that ties high performance on standardized tests with a classroom culture that promotes purposeful learning for students, basically helping them understand why they're learning what they're learning. In the statewide rankings, Santa Rosa finished in the top 10, tied for 9th with Collier County. Okaloosa ranked 6th in the district, and Walton County finished 7th. Nearly 70% of Okaloosa's 36 schools received A's, while 97% were A or B, and there was just one C school in Okaloosa. Walton County doubled their number of A schools from 5 last year to 10 this year, with 3 schools earning a B and 1 getting a C. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.